I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Eyesore Cinema has been central towards preserving movie rental stores in Toronto since 2008. In defense of physical media, during an age of digital streaming, owner Daniel Hanna advocates for range in selection over convenience and community built through the tried and true human interactions that occur in his store. This month, Eyesore Cinema celebrates its 13th year. Today, Daniel Hanna discusses the store's community, the importance of preserving physical media, and what's next for Eyesore.
My name is Daniel Hanna, H-A-N-N-A. Yes, this is Eyesore Cinema. The name was something I did agonize over for quite a long period of time. And then literally one day it just popped into my head. Boop. Oh, hey, that sounds great.
Daniel discusses why physical media remains fundamental towards the at-home movie experience and how it provides a wider selection over the convenience sold by digital streaming services like Netflix.
Well, I mean, there's so many reasons for physical media. And, you know, not the least of which is you and your audience may have noticed that a lot of streaming services offer a lot of stuff, but it's maybe 10% of what you'd find in a well-stocked video store. And not only that, the streaming services tend to like, oh, here's this movie you want to see. Oh, wait, it's not available here anymore. And, you know, so I get a lot of phone calls from people who are like, hey, do you have this title? Because I can't find it on the internet. Or I can't find it on my streaming service. You know, it's when Netflix first started, people just lost their minds because people, for better or worse, always fall for convenience. Oh, I don't have to get off the couch. I got a whole, you know, movie store in front of me on my TV now. Until, you know, you run out of stuff to watch and then you realize how much of it is not there and how much of what is there isn't very good. But that's the kind of thing that doesn't really matter to most people. And I'm not trying to be rude to the general populace, but in general, most people, if it's convenient, then they're done. That's it. They don't need anything else. And a lot of people, you know, they'll watch whatever is in front of them and like it or love it even. So Netflix serves up a lot of mediocrity. And then I see people on the internet going, oh, that movie was so great. This movie was so great. That Netflix show was so great. And then, you know, I'll watch it and I'll be like, yeah, wow, that's, you know, maybe I have the benefit of experience having seen so many great movies, but yeah, I'm very underwhelmed by the products available on the streaming services. So physical media has the benefit of existing. So it's there. The studio can't take it away from you if they decide they don't want you to have it anymore. And a well-curated library of quality films, well, at least for my customers, seems to be something, you know, worth walking down the street for.
He describes the community around the store and how he strives to not cater to one specific group of moviegoers.
You know, we get all kinds in here, which is another thing I love about the community that surrounds this business and like-minded businesses is that, you know, I have customers who are almost exclusively, you know, as you said, Criterion. Oh, we only want to see the best, most, you know, prestigious films. Cinema, ha ha, you know, this won an award at Cannes, and you know, so I get, you know, a good portion of my customers are like that. And then I get the customers who come in and they want the absolute worst movies. They want the terrible movies. They want the cheap movies. They want the exploitive nonsense of, you know, the 70s and, you know, the nostalgia for the 80s. You know, they just, you know, they want to be entertained by schlock and campiness. And then I get the people who are just like, oh, I just want to see a movie. What do you recommend today? You know, and so it takes all kinds. Yeah, I mean, I have my own sort of idiosyncratic way of sort of deciding what comes in the store. So there's a lot of stuff I don't have. Like, I don't have the Transformers movies. You know, I don't have all the Fast and Furious movies, because these are the movies you can see anytime, anywhere. They're ubiquitous. You know, they're on streaming services. They're on torrent sites. They're, you know. And a lot of my customers, you know, that's, you know, they'll watch a movie like that, but not, that's not their go-to. That's not their be-all and end-all. So there's nothing wrong with, you know, enjoying giant hyperbolic Marvel nonsense. But, you know, that's not what people come here for.
Yeah.
They know they can get it anywhere. It's, you know, it's potato chips.
Recalling the in-store interactions, Daniel mentions how conversations and connections were built as customers perused through the movies.
You know, one of the things that I love to see happen when there's customers in the store is, you know, someone will be looking at movies on this wall. Someone will be looking at movies on the other side of the store. Someone comes to the counter and asks a question or for a recommendation. And next thing you know, everyone in the store is in the conversation.
So
then I get strangers recommending movies to each other. And this is how relationships form. And now I have customers who, you know, they didn't know each other before being customers here, but now they make a point of visiting the store together at the same time each week, you know, and conferring over the movies they saw over the, since the last time they chatted, you know. And you can do this kind of thing on the internet, but it's not the same.
He comments on the effects of COVID-19 on his business. And despite the negative effects, he mentions the community support that continues.
To be completely honest, this is the worst it's been. The last 6 weeks have been the worst business we've done since COVID. Well, for one thing, you know, more people are vaccinated, so more people feel comfortable going outside where they kind of want to be in the summer. And there's also, I'm actually more worried about post-pandemic than I am the pandemic, because post-pandemic is when all the government subsidies are going to run out, when all the CRB is going to run out. And there's a lot going on with people who are, you know, not working, lost their jobs, they need to discover other things to do with themselves. So they're being a little more tight with their budgets. It'll be interesting to see what happens. Well, you know, we were blessed in many ways. We did curbside pickup, and a lot of customers were like, oh, well, I want to support you. So I had lots of deals, like, you know, rent 31 movies for $60. So you could come once a month, pick up an entire month's worth of movies, enjoy them, and then, you know,
looking ahead, he is focused on the 13th anniversary and celebrating with the community. This includes an online auction and an online show about the store's history.
I have absolutely no idea, since I don't have, I'm a terrible capitalist. I don't really have a plan. Just kind of seeing what happens and flying by the seat of my pants. Doing a lot more mail order. So probably a website where people can buy stuff without having to message me on Facebook. That might be a good idea. And yeah, hopefully we can open the cinema back up at some point. This is our 13th year, and we're officially celebrating our anniversary on the week of the 22nd to the 27th of August. And on the 27th, we're going to have a live auction telethon from the shop. And what we're going to be doing is, well, I guess we're going to be selling or rewarding people who give us money with these mystery boxes. I can't tell you what's in it, because that's the mystery. But, you know, it's a beautiful wooden box emblazoned with our logo, and the top slides open, and there are going to be some items in there for everyone to enjoy. Which, incidentally, I'll let you in on a little bit of the secret, will speak to the history of Eyesore Cinema. Eyesore Cinema is here for you when you need us. If you get bored of streaming or can't find what you're looking for, give us a call.
Eyesore Cinema is located at 1176 Bloor Street West. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.